劳，弟兄姐妹，新年好。
Happy New Year, brothers and sisters.
2011年已经在我们的身后。
Year 2011 is behind us.
感谢主，今天是新的一年的开始。
And we thank God today is the beginning of this new year.
想这样的机会不多了，新年的第一天正好是主日。
We don't get this very often that the first day is a Sunday.
而且是古饼的日子。
And it's also a communion day.
一年以祷告敬拜哈古饼来开始，实在是个祝福。
That we start our new year with prayer, praises, and communion. It's such a blessing.
预备我们的心面对新的一年。
It prepares our heart to face this new year.
像刚才弟兄们所祷告的，新的一年会遇到什么呢？
Just like what we pray, what are we going to see this new year?
没有一个人知道。
Nobody knows.
但主知道。
But God knows.
主永远不丢弃我们。
God has never forsaken us.
他拣选我们就是爱我们。
He has chosen us to love us.
所以我们心中充满了被主引导的句句。
So we're confident that our Lord will lead us.
去年大家还记得吗？这个时候，去年的这个时候，我们请弟兄姐妹在自己的生活当中来进食祷告，为新的一年灵性上的突破、生命的突破来祷告。
Do you remember that we challenged you last year this time that you pray for breakthrough in your life?
但进食祷告实在是有能力的。
To fast and to pray.
为什么呢？是因为上帝定命的祝福的那种方式。
And it has power because that's the way that God commanded to bless us.
所以去年的第二个礼拜，第一个礼拜、第二个礼拜，上帝就把一块地带到我们教会的面前。
So second weeks of last year, God has brought us a land.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
所以今年一开年一开始的时候，我巴不得我们教会的每个弟兄姐妹在神的面前再一次来刻苦己心，来寻求神的引导。
So again, this year, this is my prayer that as we start this new year, we continue to come before our Lord and pray and fast.
我们很多时候，一年开始的时候，我们有很多的计划要做这个做那个，到年底的时候，我们发现我们很多的计划都泡汤了。
A lot of time we have plans and New Year resolution that we wish to do, but at the end we find out that none of them gets completed.
有的时候我说新一年开始的时候，我一定要来减肥。
Some of us might say that you're going to lose weight in this New Year.
三个月之后停止了。
And three months later you stop.
有的在新一年我们开始的时候一定要好好读经，结果读了三个星期以后，好像又结束了。
And some might say, I'm going to start reading the Bible this year, but after 3 weeks, it seems like you hit a dead end.
弟兄姐妹，祷告读经是好的，进食这个减肥也是好的。
Studying the Bible is good, losing weight is good.
但最好的，是我们在新的一年开始的时候，让我们一个敬畏神的心，来刻苦己心，在神的面前与神亲近。
But the best thing is really humble yourself and come before God and bow before Him.
如果你真的是得到耶稣基督里边，耶稣基督会得到，无论一生当中、一年当中遇到什么样的变化，你心中平稳安静。
If you have the Lord Jesus Christ in you this new year, no matter where you're going and no matter where you're going through, you have peace in you.
所以在新的一年开始的时候，整个教会有一个计划，希望我们整个教会的弟兄姐妹。在今年开始的时候，四天之内，整个教会有进食祷告的时间。
So the church has a plan for us that we, as we begin this new year, we, as a church together, we go through 40 days of fasting and praying.
我讲这个话以后，可能中间很多人很紧张。
Some of you might be getting a little nervous now.
哇，四天进食还活吗
？40 days of fasting, how are you going to survive?
啊，不是让每个人也要进食四十天，我们还没到那种程度。
I'm not asking you to stop eating for 40 days. We're not there yet.
当这四十天期间，教会弟兄姐妹以不同的方式来参与了进食、来祷告、来寻求什么念
？But combined effort 40 days that in different ways that you participate, and then we do it as a church.
我提了这个教会提这个建议以后，有人就会说，教会是不是在搞这个宗教狂热？
Some people might accuse us for being religious and being extreme.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你的灵性光景如何，但有一件事情我可以有把握的说。
I'm not sure where you are spiritually, but there's one thing I can guarantee you.
我们教会离宗教狂热还有48000里。
We are far away from being religious extreme.
Okay, 进食祷告是属灵生命的一种成长的规律。
Fasting and praying is a way for your spiritual life to grow.
你知道，你整天在家不动，你的身体慢慢会衰弱。你要操练身体，你要锻炼身体。
You You know, when you sit around the house and do nothing, your body gets weak.
You 但你不仅仅你不仅仅有身体，你还有灵魂。
But not only you have body, you also have a spirit.
你怎么操练你的灵魂呢
？How do you exercise your spirit?
你怎么训练你的灵魂呢
？How do you train it?
那禁食祷告是其中一个很重要的一个方式。
Fasting and praying is a way to exercise your spirit.
这不是我们教会发明的一种方式。
It's not something that we came up as a church.
是圣经的教导。
But it's a teaching from the Bible.
是基督的教导。
It's teaching from Jesus.
如果你看圣经，圣经里有很多地方讲到上帝的子民要禁食祷告。
If you read through the Bible, you see a lot of recordings of God's people fasting.
你看尼尼微城，上帝派了约拿去传福音的时候，他们全城的人禁食祷告。
When you read Jonah, when Jonah went to Nineveh, the whole city repented in 40 days.
当上帝的百姓处于极大危险的时候，以斯帖来禁食祷告。
And you see that Ezra come before the Lord and fasted.
当大卫的孩子生病的时候，他禁食祷告。
When David's son was sick, he came before the Lord and he fasted.
当尼尼带领弟兄啊姐妹们来建造城墙的时候，他禁食祷告。
When Nehemiah he brought the Israelites before the Lord and he fasted.
那以斯拉带领百姓回到耶路撒冷的时候，面临许多挑战和危险，他禁食祷告。
And when Ezra brought the people of Israel back to Jerusalem, he fasted.
那摩西准备要接受上帝给他赐的诫命的时候，他40天禁食祷告。
When Moses was receiving the Ten Commandments, he spent 40 days fasting.
大先知以利亚心灵低落的时候，灵性枯干的时候，40天禁食祷告。
When Elijah was hopeless and he was walking around the desert for 40 days, he fasted.
保罗开展事工的时候禁食祷告。
Before Paul started his ministry, he fasted.
我们的主自己也禁食祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ fasted.
就圣经中有很多很多这样的禁食祷告。
So we see that it's a common theme in the Bible.
当禁食祷告时，上帝的教会就复兴起来。
When there's fasting and praying, the church receives revival.
当你禁食祷告的时候，你的生命被神重新点燃。
When you start fasting and praying, your life is lifted up again.
你不是每年跟每年还是一样的。
You're not the same year to year.
不再是被罪始终在咒诅在捆绑。
You're no longer in the curse of sin.
你的新的生命开始慢慢的活出来。
Your new life starts to grow.
那有人说为什么要四十天呢
？Some people might say why 40 days?
为什么不39天、41天呢
？Why not 30 days or 41 days?
啊，这是圣经的教导。
This is a teaching from the Bible.
圣经中有40天这样一个特殊的一个时间。
The number 40 is a special number in the Bible.
我问大家，挪亚在方舟里面多少天
？How many days was Noah in the
多少天？四十天，大雨下了多少天
？How many days did it rain?
多少天？35天。啊，随便讲，多少天？40天。
40 days.
OK. 摩西在山上多少天
？How long did Moses spend on the mountain?
多少天？40天，是不是？以色列人在旷野流浪多少年
？How long did the Israelites spend their time in the desert?
他们在进入迦南地之前派了一个侦察小分队。
尽
量叫探子。
They sent 12 spies.
他们在光野，在这个迦南地侦察了多长时间
？How many days did
they send
cannon to spy out the land?
40天。
40 days.
那哥利亚向上帝的子民在较真的时候多少天
？Goliath was mocking and challenging the Israelites. How many days was he doing that?
40天。
40 days.
约拿把上帝审判的信息带给尼尼微城的时候，告诉他们多少天，他们要悔改。
When Jonah brought the message of punishment to Nineveh, how many days?Did they have before they had to repent?
以利亚在旷野当中行走多少天
？How many days did Elijah walk in the desert?
主耶稣在旷野禁食的时候多少天
？When Jesus was tempted by the devil in the desert.
主耶稣在复活以后到升天之前多长时间跟门徒们在一起
？How many days did Jesus spend with the disciples after his resurrection?
多少天
？40 days.
40 days.
Getting kind of obvious.
那四十天，弟兄姐妹，是圣经中很特殊的一个时间，不在乎时间长短的问题。圣经给你一个重要的真理：第一，这段时间当中，上帝的子民接受试探、接受试炼、接受操练、接受引导、接受磨练，面对征战、面对更新、被神使用、寻求方向。
The length of the time is not significant, but 40 days symbolize temptation, challenge, confession, repentance, and revival. How God's people come before the Lord and seek for His guidance.
所以教会按照主的教导，今天开始的时候，我们求主使用这段时间，全教会的禁食祷告，来复兴主的教会，来复兴每个家庭、每个弟兄姐妹。
So we're asking God this year that we spend 40 days together, that we ask for revival in our family, in our church, in our workplace.
这不是一个活动。
This is not just an activity or an event.
是去寻求主的面的一种方式。
But it's a way to seek our Lord Jesus Christ.
上帝是烈火。我们靠近这个火，我们就被点燃。
The Lord is a fire. As we get closer to our Lord, we are fired up.
上帝是光，我们靠近这个光，我们里面慢慢变得光明。
And God is light. As we come close to this light, our inner self become enlightened.
教会为了叫弟兄姐妹一起来祷告，我们编了一个40天的灵修材料，来引导弟兄姐妹每天与主亲近。
So the church put together a 40 days devotional to help you to grow closer to God.
待一会我们发给大家。
We'll pass it out to you guys later.
弟兄姐妹，我们要说，在神的面前，要过一个正常的基督徒生活，你必须要有一个属灵的操练。
To live a normal Christian life, you need to have spiritual discipline.
我可以这么说，很多弟兄姐妹过的是一个不正常的基督徒生活。
I can probably say with confidence that a lot of us don't live a normal Christian life.
什么是正常的基督徒生活呢？
What is a normal Christian life?
有山上跟山下的平衡。
There is a balance between the mountaintop experience and your work field experience.
有内室和外室的平衡。
A balance between the inner chamber and the outer chamber.
有安静和做工的平衡。
A balance between rest and work.
有个喜乐和刻苦己心的平衡。
And a balance between joy and self-denial.
你整天在山脚下啊，这个世界有各种各样喧嚣的声音，各种各样压力的捆绑在缠着你。
If you're always spending time in this world, working hard, all this temptation will entangle you.
你的心里变得浮躁。
Your heart become crowded.
有时不知道自己在做什么。
Don't really know what you're doing.
你跟神的关系越来越远。
And your relationship with God is far away.
因为你的灵没有安息。
Because you don't have rest in your spirit.
如果一个人只是在山上的生活，只有山上，只有安静的时间，只有这个静心祷告的时间，山下的生活活跃了，这个人就变成一个什么？禁欲主义者。
But you're always on the mountaintop, and all you have is peace, all you have is fasting, and you're not really part of this world. You become someone like a monk.
所以圣经教导我们一个平衡的生活。
So the Bible teaches a balanced life.
有山上和山下的平衡。
There is a mountaintop and there is an inner world.
室内和室外的平衡。
There is an inner chamber and outer chamber.
欢乐和刻苦己心的平衡。
There is a joy and self-denial.
这个生活是身心灵的一种操练。
It's a discipline for your body, your spirit, and your soul.
这种健康的生活方式。
It's a healthy lifestyle.
圣经中有个著名的例子。
There is a very well-known example in the Bible.
马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
Martha, Maria, and Lazarus. Mary and Lazarus.
我问我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹，这一家啊，这个三个人是什么关系啊？
Asking the congregation, what's the relationship between the three people?
谁是老大？
Who is the oldest one?
Who? 马大是不是？
Martha.
那马大是一个山下的生活，整天忙得很忙。
Martha is always busy. He's always working hard.
要做饭。
He's always cooking.
要种地
，She is always in the farm.
要种地是不是？要繁殖
，She's always we
要接待朋友
，Always trying to greet friends.
还帮助邻居带孩子
，Always trying to take care of the neighbors' kids.
心里很忙
，She's very busy.
心里很烦
，And she
一忙心里就烦
，She's always irritated and she's always easily aggravated.
玛利亚
，Mary
很安静
，Is a quiet one.
她喜欢坐在那儿。
She just likes to sit there.
祷告。
And pray.
读经。
And read the Bible.
还有一个弟弟。
And they have a brother.
你看看整个圣经里的弟弟从来没讲过一句话。
If you look at the brother, he had never said anything in the Bible.
有没有讲过话
？Is there any recording?
没讲过话是不是
？You probably don't find anything.
玛利亚讲过话，玛利亚讲过话。
Martha has spoken, Mary has spoken.
那他没讲话。
But not Lazarus.
圣经为什么把这一家放在这儿干什么？
Why did the Bible have a story about this family?
为什么耶稣有那么多的家庭，常常去这个家去休息干什么？
Why did Jesus visit his family very often?
因为这个家庭是个非常典型的家庭。
Because this family is a very typical family.
这个家庭代表你和我。
This family represents you and me.
这个家庭的整个生活方式就是我们应当有的生活方式。
This family is the type of lifestyle that we have.
你需要忙碌。
We need to work.
你需要工作。
We need to work hard.
你也需要玛利亚的生活。
We also need a lifestyle like Mary.
目的是什么
？What's the purpose?
拉撒路
Lazarus.
走出来就是见证。
When we walk up to the tomb, that were the testimony.
撒玛利亚这个拉撒路从来没说话。
Lazarus never spoke anything.
他走到哪儿，人家就知道。耶稣让他复活，他身上有耶稣复活的生命。
But anywhere he goes, everyone knows him that Jesus Christ resurrected him, and his life is filled with Jesus Christ.
在教会里不要争论某某人是马大，某某人是玛利亚，某某人是拉撒路，不要争论这个。
We don't have to argue who is Mary, who is Martha, and who is Lazarus in the church.
马大、玛利亚、拉撒路同时在你的生命当中。
Martha, Mary, and Lazarus should be in your life altogether.
如果你生命当中没有这三个成分，弟兄姐妹，你不是一个很正常的基督徒。
If you don't have those three elements, you're not really a normal Christian.
安静。
Peace.
做工。
Work.
见证。
Witness.
这一家是得主喜悦的一个家庭。
This family is a family favored by Jesus Christ.
进入到这个家庭，主心里得到安息。
Whenever Jesus visits this family, he is pleased.
主一进到你的心中，你能够安息吗？
If Jesus comes into your life,
一到你的心中就发现
pleased,
这个地方没有我的位置。
Maybe he comes into your heart and finds that there's no space for him.
在这个里头我得不到欢迎。
Jesus might come in and realize he's not welcome.
所以弟兄姐妹，基督是让心意让我们过一个平衡的，像这个家庭这样的一个生活。
Jesus wants us to live a balanced life just like this family.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我下面要讲，进食祷告是有极大的挑战。
Next, I'm going to tell you that faith fasting is a big challenge.
特别是对我们中间许多的第一次参加这样的一个进食祷告的弟兄姐妹，这个挑战，特别是我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹，挑战更大。
Especially if it's your first time doing fasting, or if you're teenagers, this might be a big challenge.
但不要怕。
Don't worry, don't be afraid.
主要你这么做了，他一定对你是个祝福。
If God desires to do something like this, it must be a blessing.
如果主叫你做一件事情，不是个祝福，上帝就不是 good， 不是个良善的神。
If God tells you to do something and it's not a blessing, then God is not good.
上帝是个良善的神，是个爱你的神，他向你永远是祝福的意念。所以他叫你做的任何事情，对你生命是个祝福。
But since God is a good God and He loves us, everything that He asks us to do, it's going to be a blessing for us.
他让你进食祷告，一定对你是个祝福。
Fasting will be a blessing for you.
上帝意思不是要通过进食来虐待你。
It's not a torture that God wants to give us.
是要祝福你
，but to bless you.
进食是让我们在饥饿的时候，一进食就开始饿了。一饿的话，你就开始里面开始动了。但是你发现一个问题，发现原来我是需要食物才能活着的。
When you fast and when you stop eating, you become hungry and you realize you're dependent on food.
今天这个世界给你一个虚幻的感觉，让你觉得我 I'm so powerful. 但是进食时你觉得你要 so limited.
This world gives you an illusion that you're so powerful, but when you fast, you realize you're very limited.
你没有食物不能活。
That you can't live without food.
那位自胜者，他才是自足自成的神。
That only God is the self-sufficient God.
我们不是。
We're not.
你没有食物，我们就会饥饿，甚至会死亡。
We're not self-sufficient. Without food, we'll be hungry and we'll die.
所以进食总是提醒我们，我们是有限的，我们是必须的。
So fasting reminds us that we are limited and we are only temporary.
进食除了提醒我们人活着不是单靠食物。
It also reminds us that we live not only by the food.
如果仅仅是靠食物的话，我们跟动物就没有区别了。
If we're only living for food, then we're no different from other animals.
所以进食期间我们仰望神的话语，所以我们叫人活着要靠神的话。
So as we fast, we focus on God and we're reminded that we live based on God's word.
所以进食期间训练我们知道食物。跟上帝相比，上帝比食物更重要。
So in fasting, we're reminded when we compare food with God, God is more important.
如果我们没有上帝，只有食物，有一天有食物，我们再也不能吃。
If we don't have God and we only have food, we'll realize that even one day even with just the food we can't eat.
如果没有神为我们永恒的食物的话，有一天把整个房间都充满食物，你知道？因为闭嘴的时候，不能再吃的时候。
Without God in eternity, even if you have a room filled with food, you won't be able to eat.
为什么
？Why is that?
有一天，我们要离开这个世界。
Because there's one day we're going to leave this world.
就上帝让我们知道，活着是靠上帝而活，上帝是我们生命的本源。
So God reminds us that we live by God by His grace.
然后我们在进食的时候，我们把平时用在吃饭、做饭，这个娱乐的时间 用来读神的话语。
So when we fast, we use the time to read God's word.
吃是一种快乐。
Eating is enjoyment.
很少看人吃饭的时候打架的，很少。
You rarely see people fight over food.
你到餐馆去看，大家谈得特别欢。
People usually have a good conversation over dinner.
上帝喜欢我们这样欢乐。
God is pleased with when we enjoy.
但上帝让我们暂时一段时间把欢乐放在一边，让我们来刻苦己心，专心的仰望神。
But God also challenges us to put aside this temporary joy and focus on Him.
但是有挑战。
There's challenge.
第一挑战是什么？这个时代安静下来太难了。
The first challenge is it's really hard to be quiet in this business of life.
因为你就是祷告的时候需要一定点时间安静。
When you're fasting, you need to be still in front of our Lord.
但安静下来太难。
But being quiet and being still is very hard.
因为很多事情在忙着占你的心。
You feel like you have a lot of things that you have to do.
有很多的声音在周围来搅扰你。
You feel like there's a lot of voices that's bothering you.
电视的声音。
The TV.
汽车的声音。
Car noise.
你的手机的电话声音。
Your ringtone from your cell phone.
要安静下来太难了。
It's really hard to be quiet.
我们已听惯了这个世界的各种嘈杂的声音。
We're so used to all the noises around us.
就很少容易安静下来。
A lot of us find a hard time to be quiet.
有的时候我看到一些灵性的弟兄姐妹哈。读书的时候也要听音乐，走路的时候也要听音乐，无论做什么事都要听音乐。
Oftentimes, people walking around with headset on their head, and then even when they're studying or they're walking or they're even driving, they're listening to music.
真的没有什么错。
There's nothing wrong with that.
所以有的时候你的大脑可以两种功能同时一起发挥。
It means you can multitask and your brain can function.
但问题是说，有的时候我们很难安静，因为周围世界太声音太多了。
But that's why it's so hard for us to be quiet because there's so many noises.
So, 静坐祷告有段时间安静下来。
So fasting, you have to be still and be quiet.
听听你良心的声音。
You have to look inside and listen to yourself.
听听你心中那种各种各样欲望的声音。
Listen to all the desires in you.
有的时候你不知道我这一生究竟要寻求什么。
Sometimes you don't even know what you're seeking after.
当你安静下来的时候，你开始听到里面有声音出来。
But when you quiet down and you start listening to yourself and you see what you want,
这个安静下来，圣灵也通过你的良心对你说话。
And God speaks through you in those quietness.
但是你要知道，进食是一个挑战的。首先，安静下来就是挑战。
But you need to know that fasting is a challenge, and being quiet is the first challenge.
我们中间很多人都有那个叫 iPhone， 每天就是一个很好的玩具啊。
A lot of us has iPhone and it's a good toy.
你听音乐。
And listen to music.
好，看电影。
Watch movie.
跟你的朋友聊天。
Talk to your friends on.
没有东西不能活的。
Some people can't live without it.
但是你要静思祷告，把它暂时放在边上一段时间，你心中有巨大的试探呢，是不是
？When you fast, you put aside that phone. You know it's very tempting.
所以第二个挑战是什么？就是说我不吃太难了。
What's the second challenge? The second challenge is it's hard to not eat.
你吃东西太多了。
There's so much food around us.
而且各种好吃的东西太多了。
A lot of good food.
如果在沙漠里面进食比较容易。
It's probably easier if you do fasting in a desert.
你经过餐馆边上的时候，发现餐馆香味很浓，很好吃，味道很好闻，那时候说算了吧，不进食了。
If you're fasting, you walk by the restaurant and you smell the food and you're like, I can't do this anymore. I'm just gonna give up.
所以在进食期间，撒旦会破坏的。
So while you're fasting, Satan is gonna tempt you.
为什么？因为他知道进食祷告太有能力了。
Because Satan knows that.Fasting is very powerful.
说他要停止你进食祷告。
So he wants to stop you.
让你放弃。
Want you to give up.
还有的时候我们在进食祷告，为什么说很难不吃很难？因为有人关心你说，哎呀，你这样祷告会伤害你的身体哦。
And sometimes the challenge is that people are worried that you know this is going to damage your body.
其实进食祷告一点点时间不会伤害你的身体的。
You know that few hours or that few days will not cause any harm to your body.
有正当引导的进食祷告，对你灵魂是个祝福，对你身体也是个祝福。
The right practice of fasting is a blessing not only to your spirit but also to your body.
你进食祷告的时候排空你里面许多毒素。
When you fast, it's like a detox.
我们中间很多人有进食祷告的经历的时候，你就知道，当你进食祷告结束以后，进餐以后，你知道很多毒素被排除了。
If you have ever fasted, you'll know.By experience that when you fast, it's really a detox process.
让对你祝福，不是有伤害。
So it's actually a blessing to you, not a damage.
还有的时候我们觉得呀，不做工哈，做工少一点，那太浪费时间了，太难了。
Sometimes we feel that if we just stop doing our work, we're wasting time, and that's really hard.
有的时候弟兄姐妹你知道说，哎呀，我把用在这个祷告读经上的时间用在我的工作上，我工作不是更果效吗？
Sometimes people would feel that, what if I just spend the time for reading scripture and praying at my work, wouldn't I be more efficient at work?
所以弟兄恰恰错了，恰恰错了。你知道你上山砍柴的时候磨刀是不是浪费时间？
So when you, when you go on the mountain, when you're trying to chop down some trees, is sharpening your axe a waste of time?
我们中间有些年轻的弟兄姐妹说，你这是不是环保主义者？你怎么上山去砍柴？
Some people might say that I'm not an environmentalist because you're cutting down trees.
这是一个比喻。
Just an analogy.
就是说你砍柴磨刀的时候不是浪费你的时间。
When you're sharpening your axe, it's not a waste of time.
就是说祷告不是浪费你的时间，是让你的心智变得更透明、更干净。
Fasting and praying is not a waste of time.
对你是个极大的祝福。
It's a way to sharpen your spirit and that you'll be more pure and transparent.
有的时候我们基督徒没有自己的立场，没有在神的面前很领受啊，觉得我们周围的人都不进食，周围人都不祷告，我为什么要进食祷告？我觉得怪怪的，我觉得不舒服。
A lot of time we're concerned about how other people see us. You know, we look at around us and see that no one is fasting, and why should I do it?
我们有了一种 playground mentality.
We have a playground mentality.
别人做我就做，别人不做我不做。
If people do it, I'll do it. If people don't do it, I won't do it.
但是你不知道教会跟世界不一样的。
But you don't. What you didn't realize is that church is different from this world.
因为教会是世界的光。
That the church is supposed to be the light of this world.
如果没有上帝的光照，这世界黑暗。
We don't have the light of God, and this world is dark.
你不需要去仿效这个世界。
You don't have to follow this world.
你应该引导这个世界。
You should be leading this world.
那好了，整个教会四旬进食祷告的目的是什么呢？
So what's the purpose of our 40 days fasting and praying?
有很多的目的，其中有四个我跟弟兄姐妹分享。
So what's the purpose? We have four that I would like to share with you.
第一个。整个教会一起在这段时间刻苦己心安静在神的面前祷告。第一个目的是要恢复我们起初的爱心。
The first purpose is to restore our first love.
什么叫起初的爱？
What does it mean by first love?
我们中间有很多人有自己的家庭。很多人还没有。我们中间 teenager, 你还不知道什么叫起初的爱 the first love, 你还不知道。
A lot of us have family, but some of you don't, and some of our teenagers probably don't know what first love means.
但是有一点将来一定会经历什么是起初的爱。
But I promise you, one day you'll realize, you'll experience what first love is.
我们中间有多少人在恋爱当中，能不能让我们知道一下？
How many of you are dating right now?
还没有。
How many of you are in love?
没关系，将来有一天好好 The Lord bless you. You got the first love. 什么叫起初的爱？起初的爱就是你双方坠入爱河的那时候，那时间。
First love is just like the first time you fell in love with someone.
我们中间过来的人都知道，当你在第一起初的爱的里头的时候，你想到对方，喜欢看对方的眼睛。喜欢听对方的声音，喜欢跟对方对话，你喜欢握对方的手，你喜欢跟对方散步在一起，什么时候愿意泡在一起？
The first time you fall in love, you're probably always thinking about the other person, you want to talk to the other person, hold hands, walk around, and do those romantic things.
有起初的爱，在那爱的里头，你知道，天地好像没有了，是不是？只有两个人的世界。你愿意为对方付出所有的一切，对方给你发个 email, 给你写一封信，你觉得明明只有四个字，你觉得每个字的后面至少隐藏着100个字。
So when you're in first love, when you're in love, it's like nothing else matters. You're willing to sacrifice everything for the other person. And when you receive a email from that person, even though it's a short few words, you feel like there's a lot behind it.
你左读右读，总要让你挖掘更多的字出来。
You're reading it back and forth and trying to discover more, see if there's any hidden message.
那就叫做 first love.
That's called first love.
但弟兄姐妹，我是讲家庭的问题啊。但是很多结过婚的人，成立家室的人，你发现心跟过去不一样了，是不是
？A lot of us who are married, we realize it's not the same anymore.
在恋爱之前总是喜欢听对方的声音，现在还喜欢听吗？
When you're dating, you like to listen to the other person.
耶稣说 ，Shut up！ 是不是耶稣这样做？是不是
？Do you do that sometimes？
耶稣说，在恋爱之前，你说我喜欢看对方的眼睛，现在还喜欢看吗？
Before you're married, you like to look into other person's eyes.
现在他给你一封信，你还读又读吗？
Do you still read their letters left back and forth?
写什么写啊？你跟我讲就好了。
You might be like, why are you writing to me? I'm next to you. Just tell me.
那是讲什么？那是你的起初的爱已经在危险当中了。
What does that mean? That means your first love is in danger.
是不是这样？很多家庭夫妻之间有个强颜相隔，为什么？你起初的爱也慢慢没有了。
It's like a wall between the husband and wife, and the first love seems to be disappearing.
然后呢，你里头有一个欺骗的声音，说世界上还有一个其中人等着你，你去找吧。
And there seems like there's a voice inside of you trying to trick you and tell you, oh, there's another first love out there for you to find.
当初那个起初的爱慢慢就变成隔夜的蔬菜发酸了，重新再找一个新的起初的爱。
So your first love sort of became like the leftover dinner. Which is a little sour, and you're trying to find something new.
今天的世界就是这个样子。
And this is our world today.
基督徒，你当初对神有起初的爱。
As Christians, we all had our first love to our God.
当时被主抓住的时候，哎呀，我喜欢听到啊，我喜欢读经啊，我喜欢祷告啊，很多人处于这样一个起初的爱的光景当中。
When God first took a hold of us, we enjoy reading the Bible. We enjoy praying. We enjoy listening to sermons.
我告诉弟兄姐妹，好几个刚刚信主的人到我面前来告诉我说，牧师啊，我怎么样去神学院读书啊？
I've met a lot of young Christians, new Christians who will come to me and ask me, Pastor, how do I go to seminary?
他为什么问这个话？
Why do they ask?
他里面爱神的火在燃烧。
Because there's a fire burning inside of him.
我把一生献给主。
He wants to give his life to God.
这终是服侍神的人。
Be a full-time missionary.
过了两年、三年以后，再不问了。
After 2 or 3 years, they stop asking.
那起初的爱慢慢就冷落了。
That first love kind of went away.
还做礼拜了。
They still come for service.
还教主日学了。
They still teach Sunday school.
学的也不错了。
They're doing pretty good.
但里面那个起初的爱没有了。
But that first love is gone.
为什么没有了呢？
Why is it gone?
太忙.
Too busy.
世界诱惑太大.
There's too many temptations in this world.
还有一个重要的原因是什么？
And there's one important reason.
看到不顺眼的人越来越多.
You see a lot of people who irritating you.
就像你家里面有那一位以后，你发现不顺眼的地方越来越多.
Just like when you get married, there's more things that would irritate you.
为什么？ 你起初的爱也慢慢没有了。
Your first love is slowly disappearing.
撒旦给你许多的理由，让你不要燃起起初爱的那个火焰。
Satan would give you all kind of excuses so that you don't restore that kind of first love.
所以圣经这么说的。启示录第2章4-5节说，第4节第5节这么说的。
So this is what Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 2:4-5.
有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱丢弃了。 所以应当照你从哪里堕落，应当回想你从哪里堕落的，你要悔改，行起初所行的事。你如果悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪走。But
I have this against you that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove our lampstand from its place unless you repent.
我们在爱中的人。 都觉得很满足，很喜乐，是不是？
When you're in love, you enjoy it and you seem fulfilled.
你现在丢失了爱，你仍然喜乐吗？
But when you lose love, are you still happy? Are you still
你更满足吗？
Are you still fulfilled?
你工作更有成就吗？
Are you feeling proud of your work?
你家庭更有平安吗？
You have peace in your family.
所以为什么不回到神起初的爱呢？
So why not come back to the first love you have with God?
进食祷告是操练我们回到主起初的爱，变成起初的爱。
Praying is training for our spirit to come before our Lord and restore our first love.
你知道，刚刚在起初的爱的里头，什么都是新鲜的，什么都是神秘的，什么都是吸引力的。可是跟随主一段时间以后，新鲜感没有了，生活就变得非常日常化了。 我们起初的爱慢慢就没有了。
When you first follow Christ, everything seems so fresh, so mysterious, and so wonderful. But after you've been with Christ for a long time, everything just seems the same. You lose that first love.
起初的爱是对神的爱，起初的爱是对周围人的爱。
This first love is love for God and love for those around us.
让我们在神的面前新年开始的时候，让我们在神的面前刻苦己心来进食祷告。
As this new year begins, let us pray and let us fast.
启示录里面给你三件事情要做。
Revelation tells us three things.
第一个，你要回想。
One, remember.
你从哪里是堕落的
？Where you have fallen.
你想想，我为什么丢失了我起初的爱
？How did you lose your first love?
就是当初某某弟兄、某某家人讲了一句话，伤了我，做了一件事伤了我，就应该进食祷告的时候求圣灵光照你。他所讲的话、做的事，真的是伤害那么深吗？
You might think it's because someone had hurt you in the past, but as you fast, as you pray.The Spirit might remind you, are you really hurt?
你现在每个礼拜到教会来敬拜的时间，很晚很晚再来，真的是那么难吗？
You come to church late, but as you fast, you might be reminded, are you really that busy?
你和周围的肢体关系很紧张，真的伤害有那么深吗？
You have tensions with your friends and family, did they really hurt you that bad?
回想，回想你是从哪儿堕落的。
Remember where you have fallen.
第二个要悔改。
Second, repent.
主啊，我不要活在这光景当中。
Tell God that you do not want to live in this condition.
也或者光景当中没有喜乐。
Because there is no joy in this kind of condition.
或者在光景当中家庭也没有平安。
There is no peace in the family.
或者光景当中离神太远了。
We're far away from God.
主啊，我要悔改。
Father God, we need to repent.
所以的禁食帮助你恢复起初的爱。
So fasting allows us to restore that first.
第三行起初当行的事情。
And Bible also tells us to do the work that we did at first.
你刚刚跟随主的时候你怎么做的？
What did you do when you first followed Christ?
你早早的带着圣经来到教会。
You coming early with your Bible.
每天早晨起来祷告读经。
You wake up early and then read your Bible.
你心很柔软，爱你的妻子，爱你的儿女，爱你的家人，爱你的父母。
Your heart is tender. You love your wife, you love your kids, and you love your parents.
主啊，我这一生是属于你的，求你使用。
And you're always telling God that your life belongs to God and ask God to use it.
恢复那个爱。
Restore that love.
从今时开始。
From today.
主要给我们一个警告。
God also gave us a warning.
如果你不这样做，把灯从你面前挪走。
The Bible warns us that if we do not do that, the lampstand will be removed from us.
你知道什么意思吗？
What does that mean?
让你住在黑暗当中。让你住在黑暗当中。
That you live in darkness.
你们爱没有了。火没有了，你里面就越来越冷，越来越暗。你发现周围人问题越来越多，这个家庭不能满足你，你什么东西都不能满足你，你的里头怨恨也就越来越多。
When God took that light away, your first love is gone, and your inside become dark. You realize there's all this problem around you, and then you can't seem to love anyone, and there's more problems than after problems.
弟兄姐妹，我今天利用这样机会来呼召我们所有的。第一是起初爱的弟兄姐妹回到主的面前，回到主的面前，回到主的爱的面前。
I'm pleading this morning that you restore your love and come back to God.
不要活在过去的观念当中。
Don't live in your past.
第二，我们今次全教会今次祷告。第二，我们有个目的是什么呢？要在属灵的征战当中得胜。
The second purpose for fasting is to receive victory in spiritual warfare.
刚才我们读的那个历代志下第二十章，犹大国面对多国联军的攻击。
What we just read in Second Chronicles earlier, you realize that Judah was being attacked by all the enemies around them.
怎么办？你小小的犹大国没办法面对这么多联军的挑战。
What do they do? Just a small nation, they can't stand up against all these enemies.
国王带领所有的百姓来进食祷告。
The king Jehoshaphat, he fasted and brought all the Israelites in.
国王祷告说：“主啊，我们不能面对这么强大的敌人，我们单单来仰望你。”
He prayed to God that we cannot stand up against this enemy, so we focus on you, my eyes on you.
结果很戏剧性的一幕发生了。
And something dramatic happened.
这世界上从来没有过。
Nothing has happened like this before.
从来没见过家人打仗。
No one has seen someone fight a war like this.
那天打仗开始的时候，周围全是联军，敌人军队在周围。
That morning, they're surrounded by enemies.
这个小国啊，怎么去面对强大的敌人呢？
How do you go about facing enemies like that?
他们前面搞了一个诗班，走在军队的面前唱赞美神。
They put the choir in front of the army and start singing.
你的诗班有这样的事情吗？
Have you seen something like that?
你说这不是在胡搞吗？
Are they messing around?
这不太幼稚了吗？
Isn't that childish?
但结果怎么样？
But what happened?
上帝为他们征战。
You see that God was fighting.
他们大大的得胜。
That they won and they were victorious.
他们进食，他们赞美，然后他们得胜。
They fasted and they praised and they were victorious.
哦，弟兄姐妹，今天你处于征战当中，你处于征战当中。
Dear brothers and sisters, you are in a spiritual warfare today.
有联军在攻击你。
There are enemies around you.
你想想看，老板可能对你不好，同事可能对你不好，配偶可能对你不好，儿女在叛逆你，而且呢，你里头呢，骄傲在攻击你，沮丧在攻击你，忧闷在攻击你，不得志在攻击你，盲目在攻击你，这些都是组成一个联军在攻击你。
There's all these enemies around you. Maybe your boss, your family, your kids are being rebellious, and inside of you there's pride, there's depression, there's anxiety. All these things are kind of stacking up on you.
你想得胜，你想打胜仗，可是你没有力量。
You want a victory, but you don't have that strength.
主叫我们进食祷告。你进食是让你内在得力量的时候，让你打胜仗的时候，因为上帝要把超自然的能力倾倒在你的身上。
God teaches to pray and fast because God is going to pour out His supernatural power on you.
我们中间反对的有些基督徒就像什么呢？就像一棵树啊，那是旧树啊，旧树砍倒了，那个根还在。然后呢，上帝第二年呢，过了一年以后，去年我砍倒了，可第二年春天到的时候，又发出新枝新芽出来。
A lot of us are like trees that even when we're cut away, next year we sprout again.
主啊，我去年不是对付我的骄傲了吗？今年怎么又长出来了？
Like it's like as if we cut away our pride last year, but it grows back again.
我去年不是对付我的虚荣，对付我的这个烦躁了吗？忧郁了吗？今年怎么又长出来了？
It's like as if we're dealing with ourselves, our sin in the past, but then it comes back again.
为什么？你跟着。根没有改变。
Because the root is still there.
挖根比什么都重要。
It's more important to remove the root.
挖根比什么都难。
But that's also the hardest thing to do.
我小时候帮过人家挖过树根。
As a kid, I help other people to dig out trees.
他后面有个大树砍倒了。
He's in the backyard. He had a big tree that he cut down.
那个树根长得很深。
But the roots were deeply embedded.
那根甚至把他的那个driveway 都给他翘起来。
The roots even go underneath the driveway and it made a bulge in the driveway.
然后帮他挖。
So I was helping him to dig it out.
树越大根越深。
The bigger the tree is, the deeper the roots.
你泥泞越大，你下面的那个旧根就越深。
The bigger the sin, the bigger the debt.
怎么办
？What do you do？
你种新树很简单，你挖旧根太难了。
It's easier to plant new trees, but it's hard to remove those old roots.
你没有能力。
You don't have that strength.
我也没有这个能力。
I didn't have that strength.
进食祷告。
Fast and pray.
进食祷告是我们属灵征战必胜的武器。
Fast and pray is a weapon in spiritual warfare.
没有进食祷告，你就跟年年长。
Without fasting, without praying,
你年年砍。
That root is going to come back every year, and you're just trying to chop it down every year.
你年年砍，要年年长。
And as you cut it, it will continue to grow.
然后你放弃。
And then you give up.
不砍。
You stop cutting.
基督徒生活就是这个样子。
It's kind of like our life.
所以你的生活一失败再失败。
That we continue to fail.
你的家庭没有和谐，还是没有和谐。
There's no peace in our family, and there's still no peace.
教会没有神的同在，还是没有神的同在。
And there's no God's presence in our church, and we still don't see it.
所以弟兄姐妹，你想过一个得胜的生活吗？
You want to live a victorious life.
在主面前有进食祷告的时间。
Fast and pray.
第三。
Number three.
进食祷告让我们更加靠近主。
Fasting and praying brings us closer to God.
你知道吗？有的时候啊，在进食期间，你心比较安静，心比较透明，心比较谦卑，你的动作慢了一点点，那时候你的心更安静在神的面前。
When you're fasting, you're a little slower and you're a little quieter, and you're more transparent to God.
那是更多的让圣灵在我们里头工作。
You allow the Spirit to work inside of you.
平时许多你看不见的事情，在今世期间你看见了。
A lot of things that you usually don't see, it will be revealed to you when you're fasting.
有一个年轻人，他也尝试进食祷告。进食的时候，他发现主啊，当年我当初我非常的背离我的父母，主啊，你饶恕我。
It was a young teenager. He was fasting. When he was fasting, God revealed to him that as a kid he was rebellious to his parents, and he asked for forgiveness.
那父母在进食祷告时，主光照他，圣灵光照说，主啊。我知道了，我对我的孩子太苛刻了。
When parents they fasted, they were reminded that they were hard on their kids.
所以当你进食祷告的时候，你的心慢慢变得透明起来，你发现许多隐而未现的罪开始显明在你的面前。
And when you fast, your soul become transparent and realize there's a lot of hidden sins that were inside of you.
你会发现呢，你花在工作上的时间。
You might realize that you spend more time at work than time with God.
你花在儿女的时间，远远多于爱神的时间。
You spend more time with your children than the time you spend to love God.
你花在娱乐上的时间，远远多于爱神的时间。
Spend more time with entertainment than with God.
当你花这么多时间的时候，你知道你是在拜偶像。
When you spend all this time on everything else other than God, you're worshiping idols.
你拜偶像的人怎么能经历神的同在
？How can you experience God's presence if you're worshiping idols？
当我们在进食祷告时，神把这些罪都显明在我们的生命当中。
When you're fasting, God reveals all this hidden sin.
显明我们的嫉妒，显明我们的骄傲
，the jealousy, the pride，
显明我们里面那个不平安的心
，the unrestness inside of us。
当圣灵在你的心中光照你的时候，圣灵不是在定你的罪。圣灵要把你的罪显明出来，然后把你的罪给挪走。
When the Spirit come and reveal the sin, He's not here to condemn you, but He's here to remove those sin.
圣灵要清洗你。
The Spirit comes and cleanse you.
圣灵在我们的里头，就像活水一样，洗净我们的天良一切的亏欠。
The Holy Spirit is like a living water that washes away our iniquities.
然后你的里头变得清新、透明、干净、轻松、平安、喜乐。
And our souls is filled with cleanliness and holiness and pure and joy.
神造人是这样造的，弟兄姐妹。你的良心一旦被罪污染以后，你里面绝对没有平安。
This is how God has created us. When we're tempted, there's no peace in us.
如果你去看罪恶那些人，他违背上帝的道，昧着自己的良知在外面做事情，他里面绝对没有平安。
If you look at people around you, if they against their conscience, they're against God's words, there's no peace in them.
所以当圣灵光照我们的时候，我们安静下来，让圣灵在我们工作的时候，圣灵光照我们，圣灵洁净我们，然后呢，圣灵开始让我们明白，神在我们的生命当中与我们同在。
So when we fast and we pray, the Spirit comes and reveals our sin, cleanses us, and furthermore, the Spirit tells us that God is with us.
圣灵光照我们的时候，显明我们不忠心的罪。
Spirit cleansed our sin.
洗净我们冷淡的罪。
Cleanse the sin of ignorance.
洗净我们应得景象的罪。
Cleanse the sin of idol worship.
把这些东西挪走以后，圣灵开始让你明白，神就在你的生命当中，就在你的周围。
As the Holy Spirit cleanses, the Holy Spirit reveals to us that we're in God's presence.
所以进食祷告的时候，弟兄姐妹明白。你的心被主洗净，你安静在神的面前，主赦免我们，洁净我们，光照我们，你开始经历，好像神离我们很近，神就在我的身边。你那时候你感受到与神同行，就意味着什么
？So as you're being cleansed, as you confess your sin, you will start to experience God's presence, and you're aware of His presence.
当你从祷告中出来的时候，你发现哇，我的儿女这么可爱，我的配偶这么可爱，我的童工这么可爱。因为你的心被洗过了。
And when God's light is in you and when your heart is being cleansed, you come out of your prayer and you look around people around us and you see they're so filled with joy and you see that your kids are very cute and your wife is very beautiful.
你知道摩西为什么如何谦卑啊？在世上最谦卑的人为什么
？Why is Moses tender?
因为人家攻击他的时候，他就跪在地上，主啊，我是个尘土。他为什么能做到这一步？
Because when people are attacking him, he get on his knee and say, Lord, I'm only a dirt.
当你天天靠近神的时候，与神同行的时候，人将这些恩恩怨怨全都过去了。
It's because when you're so close to God, everything around you doesn't seem to matter as much anymore.
没有什么丑陋能跟神的美丽相比。
There's no darkness that can overcast over God's light.
因为摩西亲近神。
Moses was close to God.
他能在亲近当中享受神的同在。
And his walk with God, he enjoys God's presence.
他看这个事情不一样。
He sees the world differently.
最后，教会遇到重大抉择的时候，需要来进食祷告。
Number four, last point, we fast and pray to seek God's guidance as a church.
在使徒行传十三章，当时遇到个重大的问题，保罗悔改以后，把大叔带了一段时间，巴拉巴把他找出来。带到安提亚，在安提亚待了一年多的时间，怎么办？下步该怎么走
？And in Acts chapter 13, Paul has repented, and then Barnabas brought him to the church of Antioch. And then for about a year of time, they're praying together and thinking, what's next?
弟兄姐妹，你每天来做礼拜，我们来敬拜，教会人数增多，下步怎么走？
Brothers and sisters, you gather here every Sunday. We're here to worship, and we have more people coming to us. But what's our next step? Where does God want us to go?
2012年摆在你的面前，你怎么走
？In year 2012, where are you going to go?
你的婚姻走向什么地方
？Where are you going to go with your marriage?
你的恋爱走向什么地方
？Where are you going to go with your relationship?
你在大学读书的孩子，你将来怎么做？往什么方向走
？Your kids in college, where are they going to go in the future?
我们要寻求神的引导。
We need to seek God's guidance.
我们人家可能有人在生病当中，主啊，新的一年你怎么引导我
？Some of us might be sick, and then you pray to God, how are you going to lead me in this new year?
有些人婚姻在极大的挣扎当中，新的一年怎么走
？Some of us are struggling with their marriage, and you pray to God, how are you going to lead me in my marriage?
我们人家很多人在找工作，新的一年怎么走
？Some of us are seeking for job and asking God, where am I going?
我们在大学读书的孩子们，明年怎么走？毕业以后该怎么走
？Those of you who are in college might be graduating, where are you going to go?
整个而言，下一步在哪儿
？As a church，
我们不是要复兴主的教会吗？我们下一步在哪儿
？Are we desiring for revival? What's the next step for REM？
当保罗、巴拉巴和众弟兄姐妹在一起的时候，圣经上说，他们敬拜，他们进食，他们祷告。圣灵告诉他们说去。那时候他们在一起就是这样进食、祷告啊。这个在安提亚。他们跨出了历史上非常重要的一步。如果没有这一步的话，弟兄姐妹，我们都不知道今天教会在哪儿。
In the church of Antioch, they were praying, they were worshiping, and they were fasting. And then there was that the important step that they took that allowed us to even hear the gospel today.
那是宣教真正开始的时候。
That's when missionary first started.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们全教会在神面前进食祷告，寻求主。主，你引导二人，引导我们每个人，在新的一年当中，让我们晓得主你在引导我们。
So as we come before our Lord and fast and pray, we pray that God will reveal to us and guide us in this new year.
所以，上帝的子民在一起敬拜、一起进食、一起祷告，这是上帝定义给我们的祝福。
So as God's people were gathered to fast and pray, and then this is a blessing that God wishes to bless us.
我们有了地了。明年怎么办？有了一块地
land, what are you going to do with it?
我们就是每星期天要做礼拜，我们该怎么扩展？在这个地方侍奉什么门领域
？How do we expand God's kingdom?
我们已经受洗了，是基督徒了，每个礼拜都来做礼拜，我们下一步该怎么办
？We're baptized, we're Christians now. What do we do next?
求主的灵利用这个进食祷告的时间。让我们在神面前迫切的祈求，主你引导我们每个人，引导我们每个家庭，也引导这个教会。
May God's Spirit lead each one of us as we come here and fast and pray that He'll lead our family and our church.
这是为什么教会有40天时间来进食祷告？我们有四个目的。
That's why we have 40 days of praying. We have four purposes.
求主恢复我们起初的爱心。
Restore our love.
求主。给我们超自然的力量，能过一个得胜的生活。
That God gives us supernatural power, so we have a spiritual victory.
求主利用这段时间，让我们更多的亲近他。
That we're more intimate with God.
求主来引导我们前面帮助的路。
And then God will guide us in our ways.
2012年你会遇到什么？没有一个人知道。
We don't know what you will face in year 2012.
让上帝的子民一起来进食祷告寻求主。
Let God's people come and pray.
圣灵来高牧我们，来充满我们。
Let the Spirit is filled inside of us.
来引导我们走前面的路。
Lead us in our ways.
我下面讲几句。
I'll just say.
那具体的进食祷告的方式。
Just how you would go about practicing fasting.
每个弟兄姐妹根据自己的方式，你不需要进食40天。你如果有中间有人要这么做的话，你一定要让周围人知道。我想我们中间不要这么做。开始的时候，我们刚刚开始的时候，就是一餐、两餐，这是最好的。你开始这么行，最好是晚餐来进食。
Just some tips, you know, you might start off by doing one meals or two meals. Don't do it 40 days if you have not done it before.
如果我们中间是有怀孕的、有哺乳的、有这个糖尿病、心脏病、心血管疾病，你吃药的各种药物还得吃的，请你不要进食。
And if you have health issues such as diabetes, high blood pressure, if you're pregnant or breastfeeding, recommend that you don't do the fasting.
如果你太消瘦了，也希望你不要进食。
If you're too skinny, then it's probably not a good idea.
啊，那为什么叫大家不要进早餐？因为我知道我们中间很多人不吃早餐的。
Why do I tell you that it's better to fast dinner than and not breakfast? Because I know a lot of you don't even eat breakfast anyway.
你从了晚中饭吃过以后，你就不要吃东西了，然后第二天早上开始来吃。
It's recommended that lunch would be the last meal of the day, and you skip dinner until the next morning.
那你说我晚上不吃饭，我做什么呢
？Well, you might say, what am I going to do if I don't eat at night?
第一次不吃饭的人很紧张。
If it's the first time you have fast, you might be nervous.
为什么这时间不知道怎么用
？It's like I have a couple hours, I don't know what to do with it.
那就是你读经祷告的时间。
That's when you study the Bible.
你安静在神的面前。
You're in front of God.
你晚餐不吃真的是个祝福了。
And skipping a meal at dinner will be a blessing to you.
那如果我们中间已经很多弟兄姐妹在操练一次进食一餐进食的话，这一次不要再停留在原来那个步骤上，你进食两餐，你进食晚餐。然后加上早餐。
As some of you that have fasted before one meal, then decide challenge yourself and do two meals, do lunch and dinner.
在进食期间要多喝水。
You have to drink plenty of water.
还有一个通用方法，你可以喝牛奶和果汁。
You can drink milk or juice.
那如果有人说我只喝白水，我身体没有问题，那你就喝白水好了，干净的水。
Some of you are healthy and you think you can do it, you can just drink water.
你知道年底年初有很多的节日吗？你避开节日期间进食。
Try to avoid holidays to do the fasting.
因为节日期间进食有太多的试探和诱惑。
Yeah, there's a lot of temptation during holidays.
有很多人来邀请你去吃饭。
A lot of people are inviting you out to dinner.
但是我们中间在主里面都有操练的人，你在节日期间你也照样可以进食。
But for those of you who are more experienced, you can fast, you know, even during holidays.
进食最重要的不是时间的长短。
The important thing of fasting is not the length of fasting.
不是说一长你就是越敬虔。
It doesn't mean the longer you go, the more righteous or the more religious you are.
不是越长你越爱主。
Doesn't mean the longer you go, you love God more.
你是进食关键你的心态。你跟主啊，我是不是愿意来爱你？我为什么要进食？
Fasting is really about your heart. You really have to ask yourself, why am I fasting? Am I really worshiping you?
那进食期间不要参加剧烈的运动。我们打篮球的弟兄姐妹别打了哈。
And you probably want to avoid any extraneous activities like basketball.
如果那天你正好进食，那天你不要打球。
So if you're fasting that day, you might want to, you know, stop playing basketball.
你可以去散散步，可以的。
You may just want to take a walk.
你知道进食期间对我们来说是个考验。
You know, it's really a challenge for us.
考验你自己独处的时间，你的能力有多大？你独处的能力、耐力有多大
？Challenges to be alone, challenges to be by ourselves.
你面对这个事物的试探的能力有多大
？Challenges to see how much strength we have to stand up against temptation.
所以在进食期间，我们要注意一些活动的安排，比方说，有的时候你不需要工作之外，不需要再上网。
So we need to be kind of aware of our schedule when we fast.
我知道有些人在进食期间呢，哈，别人在吃饭，他说我没事做嘛，那我就上网。正好 iPhone 就不断的上网。
Some people might say, well, since other people are eating, I have nothing to do. I'll browse the internet. I'll use my iPhone.
所以弟兄姐妹在进食期间专心仰望主。
But when you're fasting, really for you to focus on God.
我们中间特别有些人不能进食的，你进看电视，进上网，进用这个 iPhone， 所以用你的方式来听清楚。
Some of us might not be able to fast food because of a health issue, but you can still fast by cutting out TV or cutting out iPhone or cutting out internet. Just do your ways that it's really a time that you focus on God.
不要让进食变成一个形式，让进食你真的在你的生命当中有突破。
But don't let fasting just become a routine or a religious activity, but it becomes a breakthrough for your spiritual life.
这40天的期间，你不要说我只经历一次就够了。你可以每个礼拜操练一下，每个礼拜操练一下，看看时间是不是可以增加一点点。你不要一下子就进食一个礼拜、两个礼拜、三个礼拜，你绝对不要这样做。
Just don't ever do 1 weeks or 2 weeks straight. If you ever had experience, but in this 40 days, don't only just you can do more than once fasting as you get used to it.
那进食期间。你比方这个中餐或者晚餐或者早餐不吃的时候，你有更多的时间，你读经、你祷告、你默想，教会也给你编了这个材料，等会杨玉弟兄会介绍一下怎么使用这个材料。我想英文的这是中文版本啊、英文是不是也有同样的一些资料，告诉大家怎么样一步步的来寻求更深的听清楚。
So we have some devotional material that will help you to.Focus on God, meditate, and then read the scriptures as you fast.
我在这儿顺便讲一句，如果我们中间请弟兄代表全家，在发给你的时候，请弟兄代表全家领一本，一家一本。啊，请弟兄们领，怕弟兄跟姐妹同时领的话会重复了，我不够。如果哈、弟兄姐妹你不喜欢，请你不要扔掉。你知道多少弟兄姐妹花很多心血在这儿，有几个姐妹晚上在那里睡觉，就为了变这个。
So when we go and get the devotional guide, just we'll have one per family and have the brothers to come and get it, and then we'll have the sisters just wait. And if you don't like the material, don't throw it away because many of our sisters didn't get any sleep just putting these together.
你把这个带回来，我们可以让别人用。
And bring it back and we'll give it to other people.
那个禁食期间，弟兄姐妹，你不用这个来代替你读经。你有读经，你有祷告，你有默想。然后最后拿这个看看他怎么引导你，啊，让你听清楚。
This devotion guide is really only a supplement. It doesn't replace your normal scripture reading and praying time.
然后我们的教会还安排了集体祷告的时间。
And we also have corporate prayer time.
啊，求主使用这个教会40天的禁食祷告来复兴这个教会，复兴我家庭，复兴我每个人。
Pray that the revival will come to our church, come to our family, come to individuals.
好。Pastor Andrew, would you come forward and lead us to pray? Pastor Andrew?
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this day of renewal.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你给我们这样一个更新的一天。
For an opportunity to spend the next 40 days to feast on you.
我们接下来40天有这样一个机会来享受你的宴席。
Remind us, Father, by your Spirit, that we are totally dependent upon you.
求你的灵提醒我们，我们要来依靠你。
We look to you, Lord, to do a mighty work in our lives, individually, our family, and our church.
我们渴望你在我们的生命里，在我们家里，在我们的教会里做你奇妙的工。
And Father, we want to confess our sins before you.
天父，我们要在你面前悔改我们的罪。
We want to praise and adore you, O God.
我们要来赞美敬拜你。
And Father, as we intercede for one another,
我们为着别人来代祷的时候，
grant us much grace that we will need for the journey.
求你赐下你的恩典。
And Father, we thank you for your faithfulness in the past year.
天父，我们为着你去过去一年的信实，我们献上感谢。
And as we are reminded, we don't know what the year holds, but we know who is in control.
天父，你提醒我们，虽然我们不知道前面一年将会有什么，但是我们知道你掌管一切。
Our hope is in you, O God, not in man. Our trust is completely in you.
天父，我们希望在你里面，不在其他人里面。 们的盼望完全在你。
And like John said, may we decrease and Christ will increase in us.
就像施洗约翰所说的，你必兴旺，我必衰微。
May you be glorified.
天父，愿你得荣耀。
As we build your kingdom.
让我们一起来建立你神的国度。
One soul at a time.
让我们一起啊，一个灵魂一个灵魂的救赎回来。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣名而求。
Amen.
Amen.